We'll discuss a little bit about the different types of kedushas. In other words, on religious articles, there's like a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah itself, the parchment, is considered Guf HaKedusha. It's the actual Kedusha itself. So let's say the mantle of the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah cover, which touches the Sefer Torah, that's called Tashmishei Kedusha. Something you use for Kedusha purposes. And then there's a third level, Tashmish to Tashmish, that it doesn't touch the Kedusha, but it touches the Tashmishei Kedusha. Let's say, perhaps, the bima where you put the Sefer Torah on. Of course, if you take the Sefer Torah out without the mantle, put it on the bima, then it might be a Tashmishei Kedusha. But this, for definition's sake, there's Guf HaKedusha, there's Tashmishei Kedusha, and Tashmish to Tashmish. In fact, it's an interesting machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on what is the status of a tefillin bag, the tefillin zekel. Because everybody agrees, we know the parchment inside the tefillin is Guf HaKedusha. And the batim are then Tashmishei Kedusha. So when you put the batim into the tefillin zekel pashtis, it's only a tashmish to tashmish. And therefore, what is the difference? My nafkamina, what's the practical difference? Whether something's a tashmishei kedusha or a tashmish to tashmish. The nafkamina is, as the Gemara in Megillah tells us, whether nikvarim, is it ta'un kvura, or is it nizrakim, or you throw it in the garbage? So if it's tashmishei kedusha, nikvarim. If it's tashmish to tashmish, so nizrakim. So what is the status of a tefillin bag? According to the pashtus, the way Tosis learns, the tefillin bag should be a tashmish to tashmish, because the tefillin, the cloth, is Guf HaKedusha, the batim are tashmishei kedusha, and it's only touching the batim, therefore it's tashmish to tashmish. However, Rashi has a chumrah that the ritzuis themselves are Guf HaKedusha. Well, how are the straps considered Kedusha itself? Because we know there are letters actually written, the Shem Hashem, there are letters written on the ritzuis. And the Efi Rashi writes that the ritzuis have a din of Gufei Guf HaKedusha, and the tefillin bag is touching the ritzuis directly, that would make them a tashmishei kedusha. Interesting, this is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Ches, where the Gemara talks about using non-kosher animals for mitzvah purposes. So, interesting, the Gemara says, regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, there's nothing to talk about. Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, L'man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, and the Gemara learns that, min ha-mutzah b'ficha. You have to make tefillin from a or behemoth tahora, from a kosher animal. That's learned out from the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, that the cloth, the parchment, has to be from a kosher animal. And then the Gemara says, and what about the Gemara says, what about the principle? Rav Yosi writes that Lahukshuru Lamalecha Shemayim Elor Behemet Torah Bobad. So what does that apply to? That's what the Gemara says. It applies to the Ritzuas, to the straps. There's no discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim. What about the letter on the tefillin Shel Rosh? So So we learn now from there, that's also Lantia Torah says Rebeficha, and we have a hekesh between the Tzvilin Shel Yad and Tzvilin Shel Rosh. Then whatever applies to Shel Rosh applies to Shel Yad. Therefore the Gemara says it's needed for the Ritzuas. So that's a kash on the Achronim. What do you mean the Ritzuas? Don't they have the Tzuras HaOsios? They have the different letters on them. So therefore, some Achronim learn, apparently we see the fact that Gemara doesn't extend Lantias Torah Zabaficha to the Ritzuas, that it's not really a din of an os, it's just a suras os. And Barashi seems to be, at least, you know, could be a different halacha. So the Gemara is talking about the halacha of using something for a mitzvah purpose. Maybe the halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha is different. Barashi seems to learn those letters are real letters. They have a status of Gufei Kedusha, and hence the Tefillin Bag has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. So that's the status of the Tefillin and the Tefillin Bag. What about a mezuzah? So be the mezuzah. Mezuzah itself, the cloth itself is Gufa Kedusha. What about the mezuzah cover? What about the $1,000 mezuzah cover? So if you forget about the $1,000 mezuzah cover, the saran wrap, which cost a couple of pennies to wrap it up, that's definitely Tashmishei Kedusha. That would have to be thrown out. That would have to be buried. But that's touching the mezuzah itself. Perhaps even the mezuzah cover. Pashas, the mezuzah cover would only be a tashmish to tashmish. And this rock, and we'll see, perhaps we could come up with some other reasons why even a mezuzah cover you nikvar, but pashas, it's a tashmish to tashmish. But we have the same issue regarding the Aron Kodesh. That we know that the Sefer Torah is Guf HaKadusha. The mantle is a Tashmishei Kedusha, the Torah cover. What about the status of the Aron Kodesh? So if someone would have asked me, I would have said the status of the Aron Kodesh is a Tashmish to Tashmish. That's what they don't ask me. But why would I say a Tashmish to Tashmish? Because it's never touching the Sefer Torah, it's always in a cover. So therefore, it's a Tashmish to Tashmish. Yet the Gemara and Megillah says explicitly that the Aron Kodesh has a status of Tashmishei Kedusha, major nafkamina. You have to nigvarim, you have it's, you know, people take different svarim or different sheets of paper and they leave them in the Beit HaMedrash. It was pretty hard, you know, to have a big Aron Kodesh where you have to actually bury it. In fact, it's a machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah or a Chashulchan regarding bookcases. Pashas, the svarim are touching the bookcases, it's Tashmishei Kedusha. Others say, no, since the book covers have the covers on the front and back, so the minigas we seem to be making on that. But by Aron Kodesh, the Gemara says explicitly it's Tashmishei Kedusha. There's a very interesting carbon the Sana. It says, yeah, that's only, we're always asked, does halacha change? So it depends what you mean. If someone asked me the same question today and the same question 200 years ago, I might give them a different answer. But it would be the same, so in that sense it's changing, but in terms of its principles, that never changed. The principles given Har Sinai we work with all the time. So the Karban Tzion says, this is a classic example. The principle is there, it's the applications that's different. Bizman HaMishnah, when we weren't afflicted with wealth, but it was closer to poverty, and all the Jews had were one mantle for all the Sifrei Torah. They used to put the Sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh, so to speak, naked with no mantle on it. So they have the Torah itself actually touched the Aron Kodesh, and then when they took the Sefer Torah out, that is when they put the mantle on. So that's why the Karban Tzion writes, Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Gemara, that's when the Aron Kodesh had a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. But Bizmana is that we live in a time of affluence and everyone has, every Sefer Torah has its own Sefer Torah cover. So therefore, Aron Kodesh only have a status of Tashmish to Tashmish. A very nice lamnis by the Karban Nisanel. However, none of the posts can bring it down lahalacha. So water. So hadar kasha laduchta. If that's the case, then why the Karban Nisanel seems to be right? Why is it Tashmisha Kedusha if it never touches? So someone can claim maybe the Atzei Chayim, maybe the bottoms of the Torah, but that's not really the cloth. That's just the wood. Maybe a Sephardi Sefer Torah where the actual Sefer Torah goes on. But posts can bring down another yisod. You either become tashmishei kedusha by either coming in contact with the object itself, or there's another reason. If the whole purpose of the object is l'kavod sefer Torah, so it's also tashmishei kedusha, i.e. the breastplate, the silver ornament you put on top of the sefer Torah. Since the whole purpose is kavod haTorah, so therefore that's the status of Tashmisha Kedusha. So one could argue perhaps the Aron Kodesh, it's done with covered Sefer Torah, and therefore that's why the Aron Kodesh today has a din of Tashmisha Kedusha. You know, one could dingzach with that, because perhaps the Aron Kodesh also has an additional element of Shmira, it's to protect it from crooks, from thieves, and everyone else. So maybe a dual element is good enough, but that's a discussion. So we see by we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos by a Tefillin bag, whether a Tefillin bag has the status of a Tashmisha Kedusha, like Rashi writes, the Ritzuas have letters, and therefore it's Gufa Kedusha, and therefore you have to Nikvarim, according to Rashi, you have to bury it. We're Machmel, like Rashi, even though, you know, Meikra didn't, we seem to pass like Tosfos, that they don't really have a din of a letter, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chavches, regarding it's just a surah sa'os, and therefore we don't really assume it's real gufa kedusha, and therefore it's only a tashmish a tashmish. The Mikra didn't want can throw it out. The minute we seem to be machmel like Rashi that we don't throw it out, we are burial. And that's a similar discussion as well by a mezuzah. So the Sarir Rab you definitely have to throw out. Pashis the covers tashmish a tashmish. However, unless you want to argue if the whole purpose of the mezuzah cover is for covered a Torah, for covered of the parchments, then maybe we can say as well that the din of Tashmisha Kedusha, just like the poskim want to say regarding the coverings on the Sefer Torah, because the Karban Nisano had a nice explanation that was Bizana Mishnah when it actually touched directly, but Bizmana Zeh doesn't, so perhaps we could argue it's only a Tashmish to Tashmish. No one passes like the Karban Nisano. So therefore, we assume, like this other reason, the post coming down, anything done purely will cover the Torah. That gives it the status of Tashmisha Kedusha. Hence, the Gemara Megillah tells us that the Aron Kodesh even Bizman Hazeh has the status of Tashmisha Kedusha. So these are just a couple. We'll have to continue on. As well on different examples of Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah, maybe just to conclude, which Rav Chaim Voloshin points out, that, you know, we know that what's it based on, that Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim, so that's what Rav Chaim Voloshin writes, that what's the fundamental difference between a Yisrael and a Goy? A Yisrael is chayiv in kfura, is obligated in burial. A guy isn't obligated in burial. It's not because we have 613 mitzvahs and they have 7. It's because we have Torah, we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. As the Gemara tells us in Nida, an angel, a malach, comes down and teaches every little child, call it Torah kulo. What's the point if once he leaves, he gives you a little smack and you forget it. Or else, what's the point of teaching in the first place? The answer is no. That we become a Gufa Kedusha. In fact, that we'll have to go into it. That's the whole Gemara in Tzuvis. That really, as the Gemara Makkos tells us, look at these foolish people give more cover to a Sefer Torah instead to a walking Sefer Torah. Because really, we're all Gufa HaKedusha. As the Chasam Sofer said, every Jew is holier than the Mishkan, for the Mishkan is Eino Docha Shabbos, but pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos.